Welcome to the Jesse Peterson Show. This is a four-part series and the final series of the Entrepreneur Show. My name is Jesse Peterson. I'm the president of Bond. Bond is Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And the purpose of Bond is to rebuild the black community by rebuilding the black man. We're dealing with every aspect of the black man. Today, I want to encourage black men in particular to start their own businesses. We need black men to open up shop within the black community that we may have examples for the younger generation. Today, my guest is going to help us to understand how to start a business, how to run a business, how to succeed in business. My first guest is Reginald Stewart. He is the president of Advice Security Company. My second guest is Shakir, and he's the president of Hair Fair Incorporation.
The Hair Pair Incorporated.
All right. And my other guest is Isaac Gordon, and he's a business consultant. Welcome my guest for me, please. Let me just apologize with your name. I'm not accustomed to that, so forgive me for that, all right?
I'm accustomed
to John and Robert and Smith and all that kind of stuff.
I understand. I understand.
But I do appreciate you guys coming. Reggie, what type of business do you have?
I have a security company where I employ armed and unarmed security guards around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to various businesses throughout Los Angeles County area.
And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business 10 years.
10 years. How did you decide to go in business? What made you go into your business? Are you a sole ownership?
I am the sole owner. That's correct. Okay. That's a corporation.
And what made you decide to do that?
It just came by fluke. A partner and I, we were police officers at the time. We were working for other security companies part-time, moonlighting, while employed as police officers. I felt that I could do a better job, including a partner, and we went into business while I was still employed as a police officer.
Well, you had a partner at the time?
That's correct.
Okay. And did you have a lot of money when you first started out? Did you have a lot of money?
No, we borrowed money. Actually, the money we just saved. And it only cost $300 to get a license, and we worked out of our homes. Uh-huh. And as time went on where we needed to employ people, we employed people.
Really? In the beginning, did you employ people right away, or was it just you and your partner in the beginning?
It was just my partner and I in the beginning.
Uh-huh. And is that a good way to go?
I think so for the security company aspect, where I started off working for construction companies and builders, where we provided security around the clock while the site was closed. So I did begin for myself, and what we did was we built up a base where we were making the money, so we didn't depend on anyone else. Until we started money flowing in, that's when we began employing other people.
Is there a difference in working for yourself as opposed to working for someone else?
Oh, yes, very much so.
What is the difference?
The difference that I think that is that the joy of watching something come to be from just a thought and watching it come through. I didn't have any large goals or anything. It just came. Each day was different from the next, and before you know it, I had contracts.
Did you make a lot of mistakes in the beginning?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Really? And what were some of the mistakes you made?
One of the mistakes was, since I depend on employees, that is my commodity. I don't sell anything. I provide a service. I need people to help that service come along. So at that time, I was hiring people when they came in the front door, hey, I want to work. And during that time, I would employ people right on the spot. I found that was a mistake. I found people that were not dependable. So I devised a system where it took 3 to 4 days to get hired, and I found during that was much better because of the fact that we could depend on check their credibility, check their application, and see what kind of the person they were.
How many people are employed by you at this time?
I have 30 employees currently.
Really?
Yes.
And you started out with zero, right?
Zero.
How long did it take you to get to that point?
To where I'm at right now?
Uh-huh.
10 years.
10 years. Yes. I mean, before you start hiring people, I'm sorry.
It took about a month. Yeah. And until money started to flow, and it was difficult because I had to, work for myself. Then I had to bring other people to come in, and keep in mind, I didn't have the insurances, I didn't have the everything that you needed, so I was employing people and just hope, that they didn't get hurt or anything like that. So yeah, it worked out.
Nashi,
yes.
What type of business you have?
We have a mobile hair care service. We dispatch operators to specified locations to take care of clients accordingly.
Meaning that they go to people's home or their job sites?
Homes, businesses, offices, yes.
Really? And do they cut hair and do hair? What is?
Absolutely right. Well, what it basically entails, hair cutting, we don't really like to do chemicals in out of the salon. We'd rather do that in the salon. But basically, it's a hair cutting service.
Really?
But there are some locations where we will do chemical wear.
Do they know how to cut fades?
Oh, absolutely right.
They do it real good?
Oh, absolutely right.
I'll be calling you.
Okay, then.
Well, how did you come up with that idea?
Mobile services seem to be a very much needed entity in today's business world. People are busy. They don't oftentimes have time to get such a thing as a haircut. I mean, people are busy, and you go to the shop, and you have to sit for an hour and a half.
Right.
And then oftentimes you're still looked over, and you've wasted half a day trying to get a haircut. But with our service, there's no waiting.
Really?
And that entails a great convenience for people.
And so how did you come up with it, though? I mean, were you just sitting around one day and say, I better set out some people, or what? Earlier we talked about a lot of people just don't know what they want to do,
Yes, sir.
They try to come up with these big things to do or these things that they see other people doing. How did you come up with that idea? What happened?
Well, what I attempted to do, myself and my wife both are cosmetologists. I've been in the business for approximately 10 years. She's been in the business for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Combined, that's 25 years of experience that we have between us. We've worked for other businesses and other salons, and we wanted to do something unique. We wanted to do something different. We wanted to offer a service that the competition was not as steep as is in the salon business. I mean, you have a salon on every other corner.
Amen. And next to that corner is a church.
So what we thought, that's right, and then a liquor store. At least
we don't have a used to be liquor store.
They're gone.
Thank
God. So. Yeah. At any rate,
maybe we should do a mobile church. I want to be good at dispatch people. Go ahead.
Well, it's another much needed service.
Uh-huh. But you can get the church started, man. And so
we decided we wanted to come up with a unique idea, and the mobile hair care service was something that we really didn't see a lot of other businesses going into. So we thought we might initiate it. And it is profitable.
Really? And so how do you find your customers, though?
Well, basically through word of mouth. You do one person, and that person likes you, and it's a unique business, as I said. That person likes their work. They like your service, and they pass your word on to the next, pass your business card on to one of their friends, their neighbors.
Really? I was out of town for the last 7 days, so I needed a haircut for this show. Okay. I need my beard trim, but my barber don't come in until Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? I could have called you yesterday, man.
Tools are right out in the truck.
I could have got a haircut before we started, huh? That's good. And how can we locate you? How do we find you? What's your phone number or something?
Okay, we're located at 1160 South Norton Avenue presently. Phone number is area code 213-707-0722.
I'm sorry?
707-0722.
Uh-huh. And so you cut hair, you do ladies' hair?
Men, women, and children.
Men, women, and children. And you go anywhere to do it?
That's right.
Is that right?
Well, when you say anywhere, you're covering quite a bit of territory. We'll go almost anywhere.
Almost anywhere.
Call me up and let me know where you're at.
But if the price is right, you go anywhere, right?
Oh, now you're talking.
That's right. How much notice do you need for, let's say that I need my haircut tomorrow morning. How much notice do you need to send out someone to do that?
You just give me a call, and we will have somebody to you within An hour, hour and a half tops.
Really? How many people do you have working for you at this time?
Well, at this present time, we have approximately, we've only been in business a couple of years. Let me make that clear, first of all. We have about four operators available right now.
You do have four operators available. That's good, man.
And then also we have contract business, whereas if we can't get to you, we can send someone out to you.
That is such a smart idea. I like that. It's so simple, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I like simple things. Well, you know, I like things that are not so complicated, because the world sort of put everything up, and it makes it so difficult for you to reach, which is really not that difficult, you know.
Well, it's the image business, and I believe that the image is very important, and that people would like to look as well as they can for a given reason, whatever the reason may be. So we're there to provide that service for them so that they can look their best at any given time.
One thing that sells in this country is food, beauty, and sex. You can make money off those things. Am I right?
I'd agree.
I mean, depression should be going on. People to be homeless, and they still want to eat.
They'll
go to a restaurant and set up and eat.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good, man. I like that. Isaac, tell us about your business. I know we talked about it the last 3 weeks, but...
Right. I do basically business consulting. Heavy emphasis on accounting, but I do basically any administrative function in a business. I can do it for you.
Okay. And for people who don't quite understand that, you take a person that want to start a business or already have a business, and you help them to make that happen?
If you already have a business, I'll try and help you improve your business. If you want to go into business, I'll help you basically put together a plan and get you into action.
Really? Are you guaranteed to work?
Am I guaranteed?
Uh-huh.
I don't work, you work.
You,
So I don't do the work, you do the work. I just tell you how to do the work.
Is it simple when I walk out of your office, am I confident that I can go do it?
When you walk out of my office, you're going to know what you're supposed to do. If you're determined to get it done, you'll succeed.
If I'm a person that don't have much money and I want to start a business, will you still see me?
I see everybody.
I mean, is it expensive for the first consultation, or is that free, or... How did that work?
It depends on how much you want during the first consultation.
Let me say, the reason I'm asking, because there are going to be people that are looking at this show, right?
Right.
And they're going to be inspired to start a business. And they're going to want to call you to find out how can they get started. Do they need a lot of money for that first consultation? Or
no.
How do you work in that area?
First consultation, I mean, we're talking an hour, 30 minutes. Generally, it's free. You know, we're going to talk to you, and then we're going to try and set something up for you to come in, and we'll talk about a fee while we're talking to you during the first 30 minutes.
Right. Okay. And where are you located?
Well, basically, I work in a couple of places. I own an office on Wilshire Boulevard, currently leasing over there, in Westwood.
Uh-huh.
And also got an office over in South Central. Basically, pretty much my home. I invite people in because I feel like my home is part of the community. And if you're in the community, well, basically, you're part of the family. I go with the extended family approach to business. That is that, you know, I wouldn't do business with anybody I wouldn't invite to my home.
That's good. We have a real businessman here on here. I like that, Isaac. What are some of the things that we need to know in starting a business? Just for those that missed the last couple of shows. Anyone?
Do you guys want to take that, or you want me?
I think that, and I found, one of the things is you got to be committed and the desire to succeed. And go with something and try to finish it. Try to complete it.
Right.
And even though it's going to be difficult, deal with it and try to work with it. And don't get down when you do lose a contract. I lost several contracts, and I thought that was it. I'm going to be closed up. And if you stick with it, you know, I think the rewards will be there.
Reddy, I happen to know that you had a business partner before, and I know that something went wrong with the relationship. How did that affect you when you realized that you had to go at it alone? Because I find that a lot of people are afraid to go at it alone. They need someone there to give them a sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know for a long time when I wanted to go out, every time I had an idea about something, I had to get someone to okay it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about this? Do you think I should do it?
Yeah. Same here.
How did that affect you in losing your partner, or did it affect you?
I was ready. It was time for me to basically sprout my own wings. And at that time, I was ready.
But prior to that, did you know that you was ready, or were you finding it?
I was getting there because we're bucking heads. It was inevitable. It was ready to go. So it was just a matter of time.
And did you have any fear, though, in losing him?
No, I did not.
Not at all?
No, we've improved since.
No, I mean, but before you lost him, did you have fear of losing your partner that it would cause you to lose your bid, or did you know?
I was concerned. But I believed in myself, and I tried.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and when I come back, I want to really get some points out to the audience so that we can get men and women started in business, all right? We're going to take a break, and I'll be back in a minute.
Rebuilding the Black Community by Rebuilding the Black Man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, rebuilding the Black community by rebuilding the Black man.
Welcome to the show. This is the last part of a four-part series concerning entrepreneurship. I wanted to ask you concerning your business. Can you stand for me? What type of business do you have?
A dog grooming service.
A dog grooming service?
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been in business?
Oh, for 3 years.
3 years. What made you decide to go into a dog grooming business?
That's something I know how to do. And it's easy. There's lots of dogs.
Okay. Were you doing dogs before you went into business? Or did you just sit around one day and say, oh, I think I'll go out and cut a dog's hair and make money from that?
No, I worked for someone for 9 years.
Oh, okay.
Grooming dogs, yeah.
You know, I find that a lot of people create their business from working with other people, and they seem to succeed. Is that a good way to go?
Well, yes? Very much so. Yeah,
yes. I think so. So how are your business doing at this time?
Doing great. Yeah. I'm turning away business.
Really? And so do you have people working for you or just you?
No, just by myself. That's one reason I started my own business, because I wanted to work by myself.
You know, how come you don't want to work with someone?
Because I worked with someone for a long time and I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I said, if you want the job done right, do it yourself.
And so do you feel that you may be holding yourself back as for progress by working for yourself? Don't you get tired of working and doing the books and all that kind of stuff? Don't you think you can do better with employees?
I mean, I can make more and do better, but my health is more important. I worked for someone for 9 years, and I know I gave her a year's notice, and she went through about 20 people, seemed like, trying to replace me, and I didn't want to go through that.
That's a good question. Thank you. How do people find good employees?
Never can tell whether you're going to get a good employee or a bad employee. Generally, you try to go with personal references. Myself, I know I try and talk to people associated with the person that I'm going to hire.
A lot of people are afraid to fire people. You know, like you could have somebody on your job, they'd be screwing up, and you say, oh, I'll give them another chance, or how should we deal with that? Anybody?
Generally, you're not afraid to fire people, I think. If you're afraid to fire somebody, you're going to go out of business real quick. But the reality is that if you're training people, you won't have to fire that many people. That is, if you know you're hiring entry level and you're training people and you're doing a decent job, you're not going to have to fire that many people. But if you're not, you know, if you're not into training and you want to hire a finished product, you may end up firing a few more. But it's just one of those things, you got to do it.
Nasheed, do you have a problem firing?
None whatsoever.
No.
Well, basically, what happens is this: if an individual is sincere enough and willing to learn the methods and skills and techniques. Then you take the time and the patience, and you teach them those, and if they falter or fall behind, then you just kind of work with them. I mean, if they don't want it, you can tell that from basically day one, because their attitude, you know.
And so when you see that, you just let them go.
Well, if their attitude is not proper, naturally you got a problem there. If they can't work with that, you can't change a person's attitude. Only by example can you do this.
How do you fire a person? How can you fire a person?
Well, basically, if they don't cut the mustard, then you know they got to go. But that's over a period of time. I mean, you wouldn't do that on one incident.
About two?
Well, it depends upon the individual and their attitude.
What do you want to say, Reggie?
Just in addition to what he's saying, is the how-to is documentation is stronger than anything. They have most people have access to the EDD, Equal Opportunity, the Employment Department, Unemployment Department, and they go over there. And if you lose as an employer, you have to pay out unemployment insurance. And I try not to do it by documenting all their mistakes, let them know that I've tried to work with them. And if the problem still occurs, I have now justifiable cause for termination.
I want to ask you something. Just come to me right now. Are you refusing to hire people because of your inability to deal with the person?
No. I just like working by myself.
Really? And so you're content with what you're making, how your company is growing, you just don't want it anymore.
I didn't set any goals to being rich or anything. As long as I can pay my mortgage.
Okay.
I have enough to go to Disneyland, I'm happy.
And so how do you, when you cut a doll's hair, I just want to ask this because I never understood that. Do you cut it the way the person tell you to cut it, or can you look at a dog and decide what you want this dog to look like?
Sometimes they want you to decide for yourself. I just ask them how short or how long they want me to keep it. And I go from there.
So what do you do with your dissatisfied customer, or do you ever have any?
I might have had a couple, but I can't recall.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're good at what you do?
Yeah.
One other question. We deal with black people, not that we want to eliminate anyone. Are most of your customers black or non-black?
Non-black.
Non-black.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's like you said, black people don't want to do business. I have like a handful of black customers, you know, regulars. Mm-hmm. But the ones that come in, you know, they look at me like, I can't do the work. They don't trust me.
Really?
They don't come back. Because I had a lady come in, and I heard her kids say, like, that's the best your dog ever looked. And the mother was trying to hush him up. I'm like, shh.
Really?
She didn't want me to hear that, and she never came back.
That's interesting. Reggie, are most of your customers, what type of, are they black or white or non-black or what?
They're white.
They're white?
Yes.
Not many blacks?
No blacks.
And why is that?
Not too many black people own businesses. What the type of service that I provide?
Really?
Unfortunately, yes.
How about you?
We do multiracial. We do all colors, all kinds. There's no, but in actuality, we do more black hair than any other ethnicity.
Let me just ask this, because I want to know: is there a different way that you advertise to bring in whoever? I mean, everybody. Or how do we attract anyone? Because I think that business should be for whoever needs the service, really. So,
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's the area. Like in my sister's business, she's in a predominantly white area.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to attract predominantly white people.
What do you want to say?
No.
Okay. Is that the case most of the time? Or?
Well, basically, that territory has a great deal to do with it. But you always, you advertise that you are the best at what you do.
Okay.
I mean, if you in fact feel this way, and then you
Isaac,
know,
how,
it's a word of mouth thing in the hair business. Basically,
what are some of the good ways to advertise, Isaac, where we would be attracting anyone that need our service?
I find personally the best way, you know, for what I do is, like I said, it's kind of confidential when you're dealing with people's accounting and money. Generally, it's just word of mouth. That is, that you've got to have some satisfied clients, and you've got to be talking for yourself. That is, you know, the best way.
So is word of mouth better than the Yellow Pages or the radio or the TV or anything like that?
Well, they all work together. That mm-hmm. is, you wouldn't want to eliminate one.
Can you come to me for a minute, miss? They all work, but if the word of mouth is sort of better than any of them, is that right?
Well, it leads most of them, but the other ones give you what you call add-on clients, and there's nothing wrong with a little bit of gravy, you know, if you've got some, you know,
that's
a nice
right.
meal.
Okay. So. What kind of business do you have?
Seamstress, do alterations and dressmaking.
And so what made you decide to go into that kind of business? Because we're talking about helping people to understand how to know what to do. How did you come up with that?
Well, I knew how to do dressmaking, and people always gave me lots of compliments. And I also found out that many dressmakers don't like doing alterations, mm-hmm. and that seemed to fit my expertise.
You know, earlier it was recommended that Sherry sort of hang around people that are doing what she want to do. And I think that's a good suggestion. Did you have to do that, or you just started out on your own?
No, I taught myself. I didn't have to do it, but one of the things that I like to do is to teach it.
How you doing?
Yes.
And how do you find your customers?
Word of mouth, and I advertise in certain newspapers and pass out my cards.
Did you have fear in the beginning?
No.
No fear?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
That's good. Do you want to give your phone number? So that, what's the name of your company?
I don't have a name. It's just Seamstress. My name is Dolores Hallman, and my number is area code 310-217-1202.
Again?
Area code 310-217-1202.
Good. Thank you. Did you want to give me a number for your dog, woman, or are you satisfied? We have about two minutes left in the program. What I need you guys to do for me is give a comment, give your phone number and address so they can know how to reach you. We'll start with Reggie.
My name is Reggie Stewart with Advice Security Consultants. We're located in the city of Ontario. We do provide service in the Los Angeles County area. Our number is 714-947-4041, and operators on duty 24 hours. See you up loud.
So what kind of advice can you give a person that want to start, Reggie, or that's already have a business?
I think don't be afraid to fall and stick with it, and don't be afraid to try something new.
Okay.
Nasheed Shakir, Hair Pair Incorporated, area code 213-707-0722. Example of some of my work sits right here on the stage. I have Mr.
Oh, you cut his hair?
Yes, sir.
About 3 minutes before I came in the door.
Also, really? Mr. Lowry in the audience there.
And
I'd just like to point out one thing that I've been working with Mr. Lowry and Mr. Gordon with the Coalition of Minority Builders Fund. And it's an excellent opportunity for this community to come up. And I wish that everyone would just give us a call and get in behind us and try and see what we're doing.
You know, I real quickly, I want to put in a plug for that, too. I think that's an excellent idea, man. I should have done it earlier, but I think that's a great idea.
You believe
me. What's your phone number for that company again?
It's 933-3881, area code 213.
Okay, Isaac, your phone number? And
my phone number is area code 213-292-4530.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for being with me at Bond. We have an entrepreneur program the last Sunday of every month from 3 to 5 p.m. My number is 213-759-3844. And you will have to be crazy, crippled, or blind to miss it. It's simple. There are some ways to start a business that will absolutely blow your mind. I suggest that you give me a call or some of the guests that are on the show. Give us a call. We're going to rebuild the black community by rebuilding the black man. I thank you guys for being with me.